Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many models of human behavior are built on the assumption that we make decisions based on what we think will make us happy. But Daniel Benjamin, assistant professor of economics at Cornell University, has found that happiness is only part of the equation.
Philosophers have long speculated that happiness is every person's ultimate goal. It's an obvious idea, but research suggests that when people make important choices, they actually trade off between happiness and other goals. In a recent study, my colleagues, Ori Heffetz, Miles Kimball, and Alex Reese-Jones, and I surveyed thousands of American adults and college students. We posed hypothetical scenarios, such as a choice between a job that pays $80,000 per year but lets you get a lot of sleep, versus a job that pays $140,000 per year but leaves you with less sleep. We asked them which option they thought would give them a happier life as a whole, leaving it up to the respondents to define happiness for themselves. Then we asked which option they would choose, and we got some surprising results. In general, people were more likely to choose the higher-income, lower-sleep job even when they didn't think it would make them happier. So if happiness is everyone's goal, what explains this choice? Evidently, people believe that higher income will allow them to achieve other goals they care about, even if achieving those other goals requires sacrificing some personal happiness. When we asked our survey respondents to predict how the options would affect various aspects of their lives, we found that sometimes people are willing to choose an option that gives them less happiness if they think it will give them a greater sense of purpose, higher social status, a greater sense of control, or a higher level of their family's happiness. Thus, it seems that sometimes people are willing to sacrifice happiness for other purposes. But those who think happiness is the ultimate goal are not all wrong. Of all the goals we measured, personal happiness was by far the strongest factor in people's choices.
That was Daniel Benjamin of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers.